Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's the Doom Slayers.
Yes, that's right. Our first live show is happening at Mayo Pride. How exciting.
I prefer ketchup.
We'll be bringing a special version of our cosmically acclaimed podcast with additional sketches, musical numbers, and of course, a lot of doom to slay on the 1st of June 2024.
Tickets are
8 euro and 0, 0 cents.
And are available on
www.mayopride.com.
Get your tickets now and slay it to our faces!
You're not gay.
No, he's not even a bit gay.
No, he's a straight sub bottom.
Yeah, he's a sub straight. Yeah.
he's a straight sub straight.
Yes.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to Doom Slayers, the podcast where we ponder and pontificate on the horrors of being a Homo sapien and what can feel like the conclusion of our earthly presence. My name is Annie Queries.
I'm Leila Beatty.
And I'm Donna Fella.
And together we are three loose women here to guide you through the doom and gloom of our dystopian present with an asinine antidote of appalling advice so you may slay away the modern malaise. This week we will be discussing and dissecting. We're actually catching up on correspondences, girls.
Mm. Woo!
Yes, we're doing something a bit different this week. So, as you know, we have been inundated with letters. Absolute, like, post box bursting at the seams.
Our Girl Fridays are quitting by the dozen.
Yeah, we're facing, like, a mutiny at this stage with the staff. Mm. So to, you know, give them a bit of breathing space, we decided we would just do one episode that is 100% answering letters.
Yes.
Just to clear the inbox, do you know, girls? Because we get loads of different quandaries, but they don't always fit our themes.
Mm, so, and we've done enough shoehorning at this stage.
Yeah, the shoehorn's worn out to bits, yeah. Do you know? And but we take all these quandaries very seriously. We don't want to neglect them.
Well, only the fierce ones.
Only the fierce ones.
There have been a few skips.
Mm. Well, some questionable, some quandaries that maybe we don't want to necessarily get tangled up in because of potentially the subsequent litigation that might occur. Mm. You know, we have to protect our assets, our future-proofing. So, yeah, so we're just going to go through our letters. And thank you again for sending them in. But before we do, does anyone have some general doom they want to discuss?
I don't know if it's doom, but I just want to bring up the fact that Ross and Rune are currently casting.
I think they've obviously heard the pod and said, you know what?
Opening up the net again.
Well, the agency that I'm with, they're casting through them.
Fake air on spots.
They contacted me last time and I said no, because I can't speak Irish. So,
but I think they could just fix that in post.
Yeah, dub.
Just get dubbing.
Like Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
Who's the Irish Antonio Banderas?
Caburn.
Colin Farrell. You'd have to be exhumed.
No, they'll get like Dahi O'Shea or
something.
Yeah, Capron instead. R.I.P. Capron. Well, there you go. So, you know, watch this space, as Donna said in Irish moments ago. Fake our own spalls. You might see your favourite doomslayer rossing that rune.
I'm definitely not going on rossing the rune. I'm sorry. Not for all the memes in the world.
I really need this.
I love that the rossing the runeiverse is expanding. And
what even is the Irish for transgender?
What?
What even is the Irish for transgender?
Oh, God. I don't know.
What's gender?
I don't know. I don't think they got involved in those sorts of things.
Well, we learned a few words during Shock the New Whale, didn't we? Brilline.
Oh, what's yes. Clitoris. That's clitoris. Brilliant, isn't that gorge?
That's nice, yeah.
Tross in Inchkenach. Tross Inchkenach.
What did you just call me?
You heard me.
No, I'm not doing it, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not going to be Ross Naroon's first trans car. Oh, no, wait, in 2004.
Oh. Yeah, lest we forget.
Yeah, remember the Yank who came over to try and adopt Blaheen?
Yeah, and it all fell apart when they started the trans witch hunt.
Yeah.
You know. Mm. They loved it all burning at the stake there for all. That was kind of their answer to all their issues.
A weird way to... That's every guest star ends up burnt at the stake.
They were banned from cutting turf, so they had to switch fuel sources. So they moved on to the queers.
Well, there's still a bit of turf around, I'd say that now. I have a doom.
Okay, right.
I have a doom from a few weeks ago, but I only feel ready to talk about it now. It's really embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. Like, it's a really embarrassing thing that happened to me. Okay. I left my house and I was on my way to work and, like, you know, this is before 9 a.m. and I'm not functional anyway. And a man cycled around the corner onto my road and he went like this. Woo-hoo! It's very bumpy, isn't it? And I went, yeah, it is. And he had a child on the back of the car. Oh,
oh my God, that is so much worse than like waving at someone who's not waving at you.
No, it was the worst. Like, when I say I was purple walking to the bus, I was silent. I didn't even thank the driver getting off. I went into work, sat at my desk, and I was just sitting there for about 20 minutes. I was just staring into space. And then I had to tell, I was like, girls, I did something really embarrassing. And
you'd left your body at that point.
Oh, no. Like, and he looked at me as well. Like, he definitely heard me answer him.
Was the child in one of those little like trailer things that they put on the back, or were they
no,
on the?
No, he was in a little bucket seat right behind him, so he was very invisible when he came around the corner.
Fair.
I was just being polite.
They laughed about that all the way home. Definitely,
yeah.
Cringe. Well, it's okay.
Yeah, this is a safe space.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah,
even though we just laughed.
Yeah, I've got so much sympathy there.
Well, I had like a series of like small humiliations today, where I just like sarcasm as icebreaker was just flopping for me today. It just wasn't working. So I just was going around just like creating awkwardness. So I had a day off. So I took myself to the spa, and I wanted to get a facial. When I got there, there was two other guys in like the thermal suite. You know, you could pop into the thermal suite beforehand. Yeah. Just kind of like bop around before I was collected for the facial. And so I saw two guys there in the pool and, you know, they seemed like a couple, but I didn't really talk to them. I was just kind of bopping around.
A couple of what?
Well, you know. What's the Irish for Éireach? Is it? Éireach. That means a queer person.
An Éireach?
Éireach, yeah.
Like an Aryan?
Two Aryans. Two people who were Hitler's dream. No.
Like E-I or E-A-C-H?
No, like A-E-R-A-C-H.
I was like, surely that's just Irish.
I think so.
Air-ar-ar.
Oh, like Éireach. No. Anyway, after the facial, they bring you into this like relaxation room where you kind of just, you know, think about what you've done. And they bring you like a sorbet. And a bit of like yeast. Ooh. It's very nice.
Is it made of the same cum from the facial?
Yeah, they're all about sustainability. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Donna.
The full cycle.
Unnecessary.
Not a drop wasted. Mm. That's what they say. So they put into the Mr. Frosty after.
Okay.
But anyway, the men were there, right, that I'd seen in the pool earlier. And they started chatting amongst themselves. And they were being a bit gassed, like they were being funny, but there was no one else in the room. It was only me and them. And there's like a little like neck curtain separating each bed. And I was kind of like, there's nothing else for me to do except completely eavesdrop because, you know, I was just sitting there with me cum sorbet. Mm-hmm. So no.
Mind your own business.
What am I meant to do? Close my ears? God. But they were being a bit gassed. And one of them was like, oh my God, my face is so red. And the other one was like, yeah, it's really red. We can cook the dinner on that later, like in rustic stone. And I was like, oh, lol, 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 that's a funny joke. So I was kind of like skitting by myself. And then I was like, I have to talk to these guys. So I went over to like get water. And I was like, awful lot of gay chatter coming from this corner. Silence. No smiles. No acknowledgement. Just me and the water cooler. And then one of them kind of gave me, wanted, like, I think was like, oh, so So we just wanted to like give an olive branch. And he was like, what makes you think it's gay? Ha, ha, ha. And I was like, ha, 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 ha. And then I just, I don't know, I left my body at that point. And I was like, did you enjoy your treatment? And it just, one of them was having none of me at all. Like stony faced.
Do you think they were straight?
No.
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 Really?
No, because one of them said, I think she thought you were straight to the other.
I think she.
They definitely were.
Oh, as in the facialist.
Yeah. Hmm. The one who blew her load in his face.
The squirter.
Yeah. So I kind of like immediately left the relaxation room because I had destroyed all relaxation.
Yeah, no relaxation was happening there. No.
And then I like left, and immediately after like leaving the spa, there's like a coffee shop. So I went in and I was like, oh, can I have a flat white with soy milk? And they were like, yeah, yeah, sure. So I pay for it. And then like a few months later, one of the girls, the barista, was like, no, we actually don't have soy, but we do have coconut. And I was like, oh, my day is ruined. And then she just didn't react with a laughter either. She just got a fright. And I was like, oh, no, I'm just joking. No, coconut's fine. Then I had to go like.
That's a very standard Annie answer, to be
yeah.
fair.
Yeah.
People just weren't picking up what I was putting down tall.
Was this a very fancy place?
Yeah, they were both.
You can't be yourself in a fancy place.
No. That was my main issue.
Yeah.
And then a third, just to complete the hat trick of humiliation.
Oh God, okay.
I bumped into someone we know moments later and I was like, oh, I have to get a haircut. And he said he'd gone to a nearby barber that I'd never tried before. And I was like, oh, do they take walk-ins? And he was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I went around and I went in and I was like, hi, do you take walk-ins? And they were like, normally we do, but just not today. We're fully booked up. And I was, I have to say, shocked because it was like a Tuesday afternoon during business hours. Like, yeah. Where are these people going out getting on all these haircuts? But I went, oh God, so rude. Again, no.
I learned your lesson at this
choice.
No, but at this point, I was just trying. I was determined to get a
back
hit.
On the horse.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, I want to be back on top. But no, just absolute flop again. And I was like, oh no, I'm just joking. And then everybody bristled, and she was like, "We'll give you a business card if you want to come back." And just give me a business card, and I run away.
Blacklisted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
oh, it's terrible.
Well, oh, Annie, I'd like to tell you a little story now.
Oh God.
About a little boy who cried wolf.
Okay. Do you think I'm lying? These are all true.
No, but I mean, you're crying wolf because you're going in pretending to be outraged and people are now believing it.
Okay, yeah. People are taking me at face value.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe people working in the retail sector experience too much genuine outrage that they don't want to absorb joke outrage.
It's also like the day after a bank holiday. I wonder, is everyone just wrecked?
Yeah.
They mightn't have time for your banter. You've just come back from a lovely holiday and we're all back in work for the first day.
Oh God.
You came back from holidays, got a facial.
Went to the spa.
Had a spa day. And you're like, why is nobody having fun?
Loosen up, guys.
You're like, oh no, I can't get a haircut. Oh no.
Oh my God, that's definitely it.
Or maybe you were just so snatched after your facial that you looked really austere.
Maybe.
So people just took
just
it
like
too severely. Or maybe the Botox was like restricting maybe, your facial animation.
It was all against me. I just didn't read the room.
Maybe this holiday was too much.
Yeah.
Oh God, okay.
Too many meals this holiday.
Will we turn our attention to our letters? Mm. Try and clear some of this backlog?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, who wants to
start
first?
Plunging.
Yeah, get rid of some of this crap. Donna, do you want to start?
I'm actually just...
she's okay, on Instagram looking at the House of Wigs no, story, actually. I just saw her.
She's just posting a reel.
My phone was held captive. I had to do a slightly...
There is no need to catch up when we're on air.
Let me just dive into the inbox here.
Oh, take your time.
This is from a listener called If My World Stops Churning. In relation to doomsday, how do I motivate myself to be interested in staying alive during a doomsday event? Oh. Because as it stands, the second Starbucks stopped delivering, I'm gone.
Starbucks?
Well...
Okay, we can circle back to the Starbucks issue.
I think we
need to address the Starbucks thing. I think one of the best things about an apocalypse would be that Starbucks would cease to exist, I would hope.
I think I have said that. I think I said that to you before, though. That'd
be the worst thing about an apocalypse was
No Wi-Fi.
It'd be impossible to get a flat white.
To get a flat white. And I don't like a flat white very often, but when I do want one, I really want one.
There better not be an apocalypse next time you're craving one.
Yeah.
You'll be fuming.
Does your thing do flat whites?
It does.
Yeah. They're called flat whites.
Yeah.
But they're not made with love and care.
Mm. Yeah. Wait, are you talking about Bean Latifah?
Yeah.
You're saying she does... Bean Latifah is our coffee machine, FYI. Are you saying she doesn't make things with love and care?
No, because she's always kind of up the walls doing it like, you know, you feel like you're kind of intruding every time you ask her to make a coffee.
I know. And then when she rinses herself after, it's like she's getting sick or pissing herself a little bit.
Yeah, actually, I was really hungover the other day and I came in here and turned her on and she did her whirring thing for about 10 minutes. I was like literally struggling to stand up, and then she said, refill the bean container. Oh. I was like, I don't know where the beans are in this house.
No, we don't even have beans at the moment.
She loves nothing more than...
Yeah, I think she might have touched the OCDs.
Yeah.
She's very just like, let me just one more quick rinse just in case.
Yeah. But she has to keep herself clean, all right? Okay, so this person is struggling to want to survive an apocalypse.
I understand this because I don't think I have very much will to live. I don't mean that in a bad way, like, but I just, you know, I like what I like and I like my comforts. And if the world was ending, you know, when you watch The Walking Dead and you're like, oh, girls, stop yourself.
I'd have given up by now, yeah.
What are you holding on for?
Honestly, to eat cat food out of a can, like.
Yeah. Well, maybe like in those circumstances, they discover they have a really good talent. They have a knack for surviving because they always do, don't they?
Yeah, the ones that survive. Yeah.
So you're getting like a rush from that. So you're like, how far can I actually keep going before they catch up with me? So maybe you'd get hooked on the high of surviving.
Maybe.
But generally, you know, like you don't want to be one of the ones left behind.
Mm.
Deal with everything, no way.
But like,
you have to rebuild society. Oh, exhausted.
Yeah. We'd have to breed.
Yeah. Oh god. Well, that'd be the end of it. So,
our job though is to coach you through doomsday, but not after.
No.
You know, no. Annie has a nice supply of Kool-Aid, I think, for them, doesn't she?
She has the cyanide tablets from the time of Sellafield, remember?
She saved all the cyanide tablets.
I've got a whole battery of tinctures and elixirs that will take you to your final resting place.
Yeah, I like the idea of us getting people to the point of doomsday, but no further beyond that.
No.
Upon arrival of doomsday, anyone on our email list will be emailed the address to come to, where we'll all have one last party.
One last hurrah. Mm. I like to think, do you know, in like the ancient, in the ancient times? No.
Your childhood?
No, it's like, what are these called?
Prehistoric?
No, like
the olden days, the
Greek classics and things.
Your
like
childhood?
That.
Ancient Greece.
No, but it didn't really happen.
Mythology.
Yay! And that was acting. No. Do you know in Greek mythology, or one of the mythologies, you cross the river Styx when you die?
Greek, yeah.
Yes, to get to the afterlife,
the underworld, hunty.
Yes, and somebody, they always put the coins on your eyes.
Oh,
to
yeah.
pay the boat person.
Mm.
So I think our role with this pod is to place the coins and be like, now off you go.
And calculate the inflation.
Best of luck. Yeah.
They're
yeah.
actually Cadbury's giant buttons.
We no, they're chocolate coins.
The money. Yeah. They're chocolate coins.
Like, oh, this big ass girl. Yeah. That'd be an icebreaker when they get to, you know, St. Peter or whoever.
So
I would just like to
when they get to Santa.
I would like to watch you drink the opposite of the elixir of life that you're pumping into yourself though, and watch as you turn to dust.
Oh yeah. Well, do you ever see that the Indiana Jones with the Holy Grail? They get to where the Holy Grail is, but it's like a room full of goblets of various descriptions. And you have to use your like virtue and intuition to find the true.
Well, you're out.
I don't know what you're laughing about, Layla. But you have to find the true Holy Grail. And if you drink from that, then, you know, you will get eternal life. But if you pick the wrong one, you will rapidly age and disintegrate on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be me now once the apocalypse. 3 months after the apocalypse, once I can't access the dermatologist anymore, it would all just rapidly cave in and shrivel up. And I would just blow away as a piece of dust.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Well, I don't think any of that has been helpful in helping our listener. Hold on, it's about motivating.
Yeah.
How do we motivate ourselves? So,
oh my God, Tony Robbins, the motivational speaker. Show Tony Robbins.
Which one's he?
He's like this American dude, but I feel like he has like gigantism or something.
Why do I know this guy?
He's been around for years.
Is there a movie about him recently?
Possibly.
Maybe.
But he does like You Can Change Your Life type motivational seminars and videos.
So you're suggesting to become
extremely deep voice.
A motivational speaker for Doomsday?
Well, I just think that person should subscribe to TonyRobbins.com.
Okay.
And then once the apocalypse hits, they'll... Or maybe join Scientology.
They always have a plan.
Yeah. And they have a whole like a tiered
system for motivation.
Yeah. And a path to ascension.
I just don't feel like I can advise on this because I'm out of here when it happens.
I think I'd be motivated to survive, but I think I would also die in the first wave of whatever was happening. If there was a tsunami, I would just be floating face down and immediately.
if you want to motivate yourself with the possibility that like if there's less people in the world, it'd be really easy to get famous.
So that would keep Layla alive.
So get your like niche now, and then like when it all happens, you're like the only person left in the world, you know, who can whatever.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you should be a Seinfeld revival act. Because of your quaint observations and observational humor.
Or maybe this person could become the official Ross and Rune historiographer.
That's what we'll call it in the aftertime. Historiographer.
What's the correct way to say it? Historiographer.
Historian. No.
Historian.
Oh. Oh God.
No, but I would prefer if history was called historiography. Post-apocalypse. We should make all sorts of just random changes after the apocalypse. Not helpful ones, just like silly billy ones.
I do feel like if they were going down the, like, you know, if the royal family got wiped out, for example.
Yeah.
I think if they were going down eventually that they would find me. Like, I think I'm in there somewhere.
The royal family?
Yeah.
As in you're a royal?
Well, my granny used to say our ancestors are called the Fitzmaurices. Mm-hmm. And apparently, if you're Fitz of something, it means you're illegitimate children of lords and ladies.
Oh.
Right.
And my granny used to say, look at Layla's pale, creamy skin.
Mm.
Proof enough.
Well, we don't need to ask any further questions on that. I believe you wholeheartedly.
That's it. Good luck.
Okay, Layla, have you any quandaries from our listeners?
I do, my love. So this one, I've actually read this one for the last while, and I just think it's about time we talk some sense into this feller.
Oh, right.
And I'm not assuming gender, I know that. So this is from Anal Fisher.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
F-I-S-H-E-R. No, I'm just kidding.
Fisher
Price. He did spell it the other way. But, dear Doomslayers, I'm sitting here pondering my sexuality, something I've never done before because of some bedroom stuff with my girlfriend. Ew! No, I'm just kidding. Basically, a couple of months ago, she stuck a finger in my bum.
Oh!
Okay.
During sex, and I orgasm like I never had before. That happens.
Mm. Yes, yeah. Mm.
Anyway, jump ahead.
Very popular.
Jump ahead 6 months and my ass can't get enough. Fingers. Toothbrushes.
Ooh.
The top of toilet brushes.
Oh.
Basically anything that will fit.
Right.
Babe, just go to Love Honey.
Yeah.
The top of a toilet brush. I'm sorry. Anyway.
I mean, you could do better than that.
Yeah.
There are things designed to give your ass pleasure. Anyway.
Yeah. We'll get into all that. Yeah.
I'm still not attracted to guys or anything, but the thought of my girlfriend holding me down and ramming me with a dildo is all I can think about. Now that's more like it.
Mm.
My question for you is, does this make me gay?
Mm.
And should I tell my girlfriend about these fantasies?
Okay. A lot to unpack there.
Gay! No, I'm only joking. You're not gay.
No, he's not even a bit gay.
No, he's a straight sub bottom.
Yeah, he's the sub straight. Yeah,
he's a straight
sub straight.
Yes.
Yeah,
sub straight.
We need to
bottom.
We need to kill this idea that like being in tune with sexual pleasure of the anus makes you gay.
Makes you gay, or yeah. anything like that makes you gay. Because first of all, you're only gay if you exclusively want to have sex with men.
Yeah.
As you have a girlfriend, I'm assuming that's not the case.
Mm.
So you could be anywhere else on the spectrum, but it doesn't sound like you are. You like having things up your bum.
Yeah.
That's so fine. There's a G-spot there.
Exactly.
I kind of can't believe we still have to have this conversation. I'm sorry, I'm not shaming you because I know there's a huge stigma around that. But like, it's just so surprising to me that it's still such a like, there's shame around it. Because I'm like, literally anything that gives me sexual pleasure, I'm not ashamed of. Except when I think about an Aquarius while I give a blowjob.
That's because it is Annie Query.
That's it. I'm trying not to think about the fact that I'm giving her a blowjob.
Double blow.
A double blind study. No, I get that a lot. But do you know, all the moralizing and like legalizing around homosexuality is obsessively focused on sodomy.
Mm.
So it's always, that is the hallmark, that is the criminal act. It's putting something, and I think in like in Britain, when like sodomy was illegal, it was only illegal if you were the bottom.
Yeah, that's true.
If you were the top.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's just a man being a receptacle for some reason has become the absolute like worst crime you can possibly commit.
Yeah.
And because, can we also just point out, I just want to bring about some side visibility here, because there are some gays that don't engage in anal sex and they're called sides because they just do side hugs. But it's not part and parcel of being gay, a gay man either necessarily, you know?
It's not all the time either.
Sometimes it's like, you know, you have to be in the mood for that.
A lot of work.
Yeah. Oh, God. Sometimes you just don't want to be entered. Unlike anal fissure, who wants to be entered all the time.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a whole new world.
I also think this might be one of those things that like he's discovered it. He's still in the first 6 months.
Yeah.
And then after a while he might.
Yeah.
It's like a teenager first discovering.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's like
at its rawest then.
I think we go back to like more societal indications that you're gay. Like if you really like the song Feels Like I'm In Love by Kelly Marie.
You're gay.
You're probably gay.
Yeah. Or that other one. We don't have to take a close up. That is a closet faggot anthem about trying to stop having sex with your girlfriend. There are so many other signs and symptoms of being gay that I don't think anal fissure is exhibiting.
Yeah,
such as attraction to men.
Yeah,
I think
exclusive attraction to men.
I think everyone should be able to explore themselves and their partners in a consensual and fun way without putting labels on it and saying that it's gay or it's not.
Yeah, the labeling. That's where people are just getting caught up.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the girlfriend, because she might like sticking a finger up there, as I do, because she has. But she mightn't like the holding you down and ramming a dildo into you. And if she doesn't, I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Like, just have a chat and be like, this is something I kind of fantasize about. Mm. And if she's not into it, then maybe it won't happen.
Definitely
but
talk about
she'll
it.
She'll probably still put the finger in.
Also,
I feel like she would. Yeah. I feel like if she's up for a finger, she'd be like, I guess.
I pegged before.
Well, if
did
she,
you?
What?
You want?
You pegged.
I pegged just after I got my vagina. It was the weirdest thing I ever did.
Oh my God. But, what a mind fuck. That's so strange.
I know, yeah. But like,
make up your mind, will you?
It was all for him.
Damn, I just fixed this.
But yeah, like it did nothing for me personally. It's not something I'm particularly into. But like, because it did something, anything that does something for somebody else, I usually kind of enjoy.
Because they're giving pleasure.
If he started, you know, sticking the strap on in my face every time, I probably would have been like, oh, for God's sake. But
because
it's a rare thing. And it's like,
well, like it's a thing. Like, we all get our kicks different ways. And sometimes like that, you'd be very happy to give someone else their kicks by doing whatever. But some people then are just naturally into being the sub or being the top or whatever. So maybe they don't want to, they're not turned on by the idea of their partner being the submissive one or something like that, which is fair enough as well. But I think we all have to be as nice possible. It's funny as well, like I will say to this listener that because I'm gay, a lot of people who would identify as straight will tell me things that they get up to, you know. So it's more common. Yes. What?
You're already a deviant, so they don't mind divulging.
They're like, won't be as bad as what you get up to. But it's all happening everywhere, everything everywhere all at once. Many sausage fingers up the sausage bumps. So don't feel alone. You know, you'd be surprised actually if you like lined all your buddies up.
True. Yeah. Say, that's so true. That's
who's
so
had
true.
A finger up the bum.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised if they're all answering honestly who has and enjoys it and likes it. So own it. Own it.
I also I also think this thing with like, you know, when somebody, and I think men do this especially when they like, they're so ashamed to share something that they're into sexually with the partner, and they think if the partner's like, no, then that they're judging them. Yeah. But like, it needs to be okay. I've had so many like relationships where like I'll say to somebody I'm into this, and they'll be like, no, I'm not into that, and I'll be like, okay. And then they'll say I'm into this, and I'll be like, I'm not really into that. And then you know, like, figuring out that stuff is pretty normal, I think. And
yeah, but a lot of people don't do that.
I know. And then a lot of people, if they say, if the girl said no, they'd be like, oh god, she thinks I'm a weirdo deviant now or whatever. And she probably doesn't. She's probably just like, oh, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's a few that would be as well.
Oh, there's definitely girls like that. Yeah, sorry. Mm, I'm assuming that this girl is a good girl because she stuck her finger up his bum.
Yeah, no, I'd say she's grand about it. But
a point to make.
I would talk... Quite pointed, actually.
Your tongue seems very pointed right now.
I told her not to get a stiletto.
She's a girl with her finger on the pulse.
Well, I think the best thing our listener could do here is sit down, have a chat, be casual about it. Don't make a big fuss about it. Yeah. Just be like, I really enjoyed that the last day. And I'd actually love if we got like toys and like played a bit more. Would you be
and
into
get
that?
Toys. Stop sticking toilet brushes up you.
No, that girl. Is not.
Yeah.
Not
brushes.
The duck.
No, because I just think, you know, one sharp edge and you're in the emergency
room. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Anal fissure.
Put up things that you're supposed to put up.
Yeah.
And also.
Lube.
Yes. Do you know what, like, kind of makes me laugh? It's the fact that he says fingers. He says toothbrushes. He doesn't say the end of toothbrushes. I hope you're not putting the brush up there.
Maybe it's the tickly bit.
Tickle.
Get a good scrub.
But also,
yeah, maybe it's not the handle of the toilet brush either. It's the brush. He's building up to that.
Yeah.
Be the toilet next.
The loofah next.
But I like you put a finger up a bum and like you can feel like the G-spot is in behind the testicles. Like in behind the penis. So it really makes sense that when you press that button that the penis goes. And I wish men would explore that more. Would actually put their finger up and feel where it is and be like, oh, that's where it is. You know?
Yeah.
Well, because they're missing out. They're definitely missing out. That's why I think like topping is a scam, because you're only getting half the story.
Yeah.
Do you know? There's like tops out there who've never been like bottomed. And I'm just like, girl.
A lot of people do think of it as a one-way street, though. I don't like anything up there personally, ever.
Yeah,
but you have to overcome that.
No, you don't.
No, because like,
change your opinion.
No, but like, transphobic.
When you first get some, like, when you're first exploring that region, it is mainly a one-way street. So that sensation is associated with, you know, out, not in. So it takes a while for.
Yeah, but
your
some people,
to adjust
I do
to
think
that
some people just don't like it though as well.
Yeah,
some
that's
girls
okay.
And some men. That's well, it didn't sound very okay when you told me and you said get over it.
No, but I'm saying there's an acquiring a taste period.
Yeah, like olives.
Oh, well, obviously.
Olives and capers, you know, anchovies.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think that person has a wonderful career as a bummer. Ahead of them. You know,
good luck
and
enjoy.
I hope his girlfriend is along for the ride.
Yeah I'm sure she will be.
I think she will.
She's not the end of the world if she's not.
She opened up this. She opened up Pandora's box.
Yeah, 100%.
She put a finger into Pandora's box.
Peg's there.
Oh my god. Okay. Imagine we get a letter now in a few weeks of like, my boyfriend's become obsessed with anal penetration. I have one here from somebody called Left Outside a Bone.
Okay.
I am a 30-year-old gay male-ish, in parentheses.
Okay.
Who has been single my entire life. I've tried all the typical recommendations you give a person looking to meet someone. Join clubs, go out, travel alone, go to the gym, better myself, Use dating apps. Don't use dating apps. Be clear about your intentions. Be casual, etc. Every single man I've liked has suddenly realized after at most 2 dates that he's not ready for a relationship. At this point, the not ready for a relationship with you is fairly loud. This sounds very harrowing. I'm so sorry. These days, yeah. I can't even get a Hinge match to reply. How do I get over the anger and bitterness that I'll never get the relationship I seek? I'm already happy with pretty much every other aspect of my life, but I continually fail to achieve anything in this aspect. Kind regards.
Could that person be a trans? I'm allowed to say it.
What was the...
We need more information.
What was the opening line?
I'm a 30-year-old gay male-ish.
Gay male-ish.
Who has been single my entire life.
Well...
Oh, you're thinking because the dating for trans people is so cursed.
Well, that's... Yeah. I was just going to say, if you're trans...
Yeah.
Well, what I will say, Kian Corla, is that...
Oh, sorry. We're trying to establish whether they're trans or not. And you think you're the person to... I'm going to...
I'm really good at calling out trans people in public.
I know, we've made a whole podcast about it.
No, but I think obviously we can't fully ascertain their gender identity. But what I will say, Kian Corla, if you let me finish Deputy Stag, is that maybe the vibe I'm getting is that this person could be like quite developed in themselves and quite... That makes them quite unique and particular, which I think is a challenge that we all face when it comes to dating, is that we all kind of know ourselves. And the more you know yourself and the more you know who you are, I think the harder dating is, because it's more likely to be not a match. And also the more unique you are, the harder I think it is for people to like, because people get afraid of that.
They do get afraid of that. Yeah.
Do you know? They want someone who's just like, everybody wants someone who's like normal.
Yeah.
Do you know? That's what everybody wants. Like,
I know that
or
person.
Or think they want.
Yeah. I know that person said that they are happy, like they're really happy with all other aspects of their life and stuff. But I would just wonder, is that genuinely true? Because I definitely had those times where I was like, I don't mind being single. And now that I actually don't mind being single, it's much easier to date. And I just think if you're coming with a need, and like that, this is not shaming this person at all, because it's so natural, and I've definitely spent many years doing it myself, and probably, you know, in 2 months time I could be back there. But like, if you're coming at things with a need, people can sense that really quickly. Neediness is very
off-putting.
Yeah, the
bang of desperation. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
No, but that's what it is.
Desperation.
It is. Yeah. And like, you probably don't think you are giving it off, because you mightn't feel that way in yourself. But like, people don't need much encouragement, especially these days, to kind of run from something. It's the illusion of a million options.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And also, people craving connection, and but also being terrified of intimacy. So they might start the dating, but then as soon as it feels like it's getting too real, they kind of pull away because they're afraid of being vulnerable.
There are a lot of those around, a lot, especially in the queer world, I think.
Sure, we're all in bits.
All
in bits, like.
But even like apps and stuff, like trying to gauge when is an appropriate time to actually ask someone out. Because that can sometimes like throw people off. And it's like, girls, that's the whole point. Like,
That is my word.
Now, not that you go like, hi, oh, you look pretty. Want to meet up sometime? But like, do you know, sometimes you could be there chatting for ages and it's like, oh God, if I ask them to meet up now, it's going to be weird. And it's like, that's the whole point. That's why we're on it.
Yeah, because everybody, everyone's afraid of like coming on too strong.
Yeah.
And then they're afraid of people coming on too strong. So like, you want to be wanted, but then when someone wants you, you're like, oh God, calm down, stalker.
We love the idea of like looking indifferent.
Yes.
You know,
the thanks but no thanks messages are hard though. Like the whole and like, I hate that doubting as well. Like, I wish people would say what they mean in terms of dating. Like, I had an experience recently where like I went on a date with a guy and I could not figure out whether he liked me or not. And I could not figure out whether he had to leave early, basically. And like, I couldn't figure out whether he was just making this up as an excuse or not. And he wasn't very reassuring either way. And like, instead of, and now I actually believe that that wasn't the case, but like, because he made me feel that way on a first date, I was just like, well, I'm never going to thrive with you, with your communication.
Yeah, fair.
And then, but like, this person obviously feels that people are saying, I'm not, I don't want a relationship with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that can be a really hard feeling because you're not getting any proof to the contrary.
That's true. Yeah. Because there's no further, there's no follow up. And if they think that that's the case, they've already written the story.
Exactly. So there'll never be a thanks but no thanks message that won't translate to that in their head. And then I just think some people are just really unfortunate. Like a lot of the best people I know are single because they just haven't had luck with dating or whatever. Like, I don't think it says anything about you if like everything turns into a nothing. I don't think that's
like, at all.
I feel like most of my friends are single.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I would say also, if this person has experienced this pattern, so there has to be some common denominators involved here. And it could be that they're drawn to people who might have a certain personality type where they love to go in with like a love bomb at the beginning and they get caught up in the chemistry. And then when they get a hint of someone liking them genuinely, they feel suffocated and they pull away. So they might be drawn to that type of person, which is how the date plays out every time.
They're always going for the same one,
Or, and I'm sorry, left outside a bone. No, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but maybe, you know, if someone is like you were saying, Lila, if someone is very like they feel like this need or they have a desperation, it's almost like they're trying to fill a role in their lives rather than like connect with who they're talking to in that moment.
Yeah.
So it kind of, the person might be getting like a sense of like, oh my God, you just want a boyfriend. You don't actually necessarily care about who I am.
It's a weird way to go about like meeting people because like you're talking about like the ultimo, like is like the partner for life or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you're like literally screening everyone that you meet by that, like rather than going like, wait, who are you?
Yeah.
Do I like you?
Yeah.
You know, as a person, rather than going like, are you boyfriend material? Could you be my boyfriend?
Oh, are we compatible?
Red flag. All this kind of stuff. It's like, just actually get to know people.
And that list at the beginning does kind of indicate that, everything you want, even like you listed coming off the apps. And like, I always think of coming off the apps as like, I'm just going to take a break from dating altogether and not look for anything at all. Like, you shouldn't come off the apps to join hiking clubs, to meet someone, to, you know, put pressure. Like, the richer that you make your life personally, the more you'll meet people and something might happen and something might not. Yeah. And maybe you'll just be single forever. And I'm sorry, but like, that's going to happen to a lot of people.
Maybe you're doomed. Layla said you're going to die alone.
No, I did not. But like, I think that's a really healthy thing to accept that like, maybe I'm just never going to meet a partner.
Yeah, there is argument to make peace with that first and then let that be the foundation on which you can let people in rather than, looking for this.
Well, I just think I got two cats last year.
Just get loads of cats. This person should get loads of cats and maybe you'll find the companionship and fulfillment in pussies.
Get a cat for every time someone turns around and says they don't want to be in a relationship with you and then name the cat after that person.
And you know, 9 out of 10 cats, maybe the 10th cat will be the one.
8 out of 10 cats.
Listen, I'm not a statistician, okay?
I thought you and Jimmy Carr used the same surgeon.
You know, the way they listed all those things is like, I've invested, I've done all these things, I've ticked all these boxes, therefore I should get the result I want. So it sounds like there's a bit of a, they're trying to force it a little bit or like,
it's a lot of pressure.
It's like input output, sort of a weird approach, which honestly I do understand because this person is obviously putting time and effort into
all of
that,
this is really understandable. This isn't like, this is nothing that like baffled by or anything.
Everyone's been there or is there.
Putting that pressure on yourself, and then it's a lot of pressure to put on yourself and it's a lot of pressure to put on somebody else, and that somebody else is either be sensing the pressure that you're putting on yourself or the pressure that you're putting on them.
Yeah.
And either one is going to push someone away if they feel that there's pressure in any sort. And like, yeah, I find one of the most off-putting things in dating when you first meet someone is if they seem a bit stressy or a bit like, under pressure. It's kind of like, well, this is supposed to be fun and relaxing. Like, this is the beginning.
Yes. Expectations are just premeditated letdowns. And the more time you spend, you know, conceptualizing this ideal boyfriend or whatever, you're just spending too much time building up expectations that are not really going to be met, because who you end up with is not going to be 100% what you have in your head.
Okay, slam poet.
Naps for Donna. Right on.
I think that's, yeah.
Okay,
I like,
but yeah, we do all understand.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just take the accelerator off.
Yeah. And maybe try more of a curious, exploratory approach rather than a really militant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Force. And listen, if things get really desperate, we'll give you Annie Query's number. It's grand. But you don't want to go there lightly without trying every other option.
Yeah. Honestly, last resort.
Okay, girls. We have a lot of letters.
Okay, sorry.
I think we should pick some short ones and give 10-word answers.
Okay. Yeah, like quick fire.
Okay,
yeah, fire.
Good idea. Okay, shall I go first?
Yes.
Okay. I have a really large cock and my boyfriend can't take it fully. I miss pounding out. He also won't open us up. So open, I'm feeling up, really stuck and missing out on something I really enjoy. What do I do? BWC Irish Boy 69.
You can contact me directly through Instagram.
That's your 10 words.
10 words. Okay. Buy the book, How to Bottom Like a Porn Star.
Woo! Very good. That is a real book.
Yes. And it actually is very helpful.
That could be useful for you too, Anal Fisher. Can I have a look?
Yes.
I feel like I'm fading into the obscurity of human psyche again. Nothing makes sense and no one wants to give me a gig. Oh, an artiste. Oh. I've been acting kind of crazy, but I think that's my vibe. What should I do? I can say this in one. Don't.
Retire.
Don't act crazy. Try to relax. Life's not that serious.
Yes.
That's actually very good general advice.
Yeah, I was going to say, nothing really matters. Love is all you need.
That's real. Yeah. We are on a floating rock in space.
Okay, next letter. So I need advice. A friend of mine who is in a relationship, by the way, recently came out about their kinks to me and wants me to help them with it. They like gaining. Gaining.
Gaining is a muscle worship.
Oh, okay.
Gaining is the name for a particular fetish in which predominantly queer men find sexual gratification in putting on weight or muscle mass.
Okay.
And the people who thrive off witnessing their progress.
Okay, so an increase in mass.
Yeah.
Of so various different compositions.
So they either like to gain muscle mass to be worshipped, or they like to worship. Either's fine.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like following the... like if someone was like on a fitness journey or whatever, they're bulking season.
Yay.
Because bulking season's over.
I do like getting with really muscly guys and getting
putting headlocks by them. Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah, it's very
now,
nice.
Now, I haven't finished this letter, so can you just chill?
Now that we have gaining under control.
But I kind of want to talk about this
evening.
More. Okay, they like gaining, and then they say in brackets, cool, whatever floats your boat.
Oh, sassy.
Sassy. But why are you telling me and not your boyfriend? And why do you want me to participate in it? How do I tell him to focus on his relationship and not me?
Ooh. Okay, I think we might need to break the 10-word
rule. Okay, I think we need to break the 10-word rule.
Well, one of us will keep to the 10-word rule. I will.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what to say. Annie and Donna, take it from here.
Wow, thank you for that amazing insight, Layla. Okay, so there is a lot to unpack here, I feel, because the friend has a sexual kink of sorts that they don't feel they can communicate
disclose
with the boyfriend,
yes,
but they are telling the friend. So does that mean that they just feel more comfortable with the... Well, they obviously kind of fancy the friend.
Well, are they expecting the friend to participate in the kink?
Yeah.
Deviance, kinks, and gaining, oh my.
But the friend is a gainer. Like their friend is like gaining.
I think the friend mostly.
I think the friend might be gaining.
Okay, so maybe they just want to like take advantage of this opportunity because their friend is getting really bulky and they're like, that really turns me on. Can I just like be a part of it? It's like, you know, if you were like, hey friend, can I borrow your socks to sniff or something?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Right.
It's kind of like third party.
Right.
In a
Would
way.
Would you mind just coming into this lunchbox, friend?
Well, that's
same.
That's more invasive, isn't
that's
it?
That's how I met Niall. It's,
that's how you got your facial today.
It's like, do you mind if I rub this oil on you?
Well, like, if
so, I'm waiting for an answer.
Oh, and yes, sure. Where do you want to rub it?
No, that's okay.
In the dining room, no.
Me and Annie are friends, or else really, really good sides. I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
But, like, let's say, for instance, right? If you had, or if I had a massage kink.
Right.
And I was like, I really get turned on by giving massages.
Oh.
And would you let me give you massages
it's
regularly,
up to your
friend, even though
I think.
You realized that I was getting sexual gratification from it?
How good are the massages?
They're good massages. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not, it's not necessarily, like, could be friendly, but you know that I'm getting my, my socks off to
right.
work.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Would
should
you feel
be the advice,
with that?
Like, should the advice be like, try and get them to pay your gym membership or something?
No, that's more findom.
financial gaining. Well, see, I think the fact that like you don't have a boyfriend would make more sense why you were asking me, can I massage you? But because this person has a boyfriend, but they're asking their friend, can I do the sexy thing with you?
But they're not, we don't know that they are.
That they're not doing it, the boyfriend.
No, but we don't know that they did ask, can they do the sexy thing?
We need to establish.
No, it sounds like they're just going,
we need to establish the boyfriend's position.
No, hang
on. I have this thing. I'm into muscles. It doesn't sound like they're actually being like, Can I worship you?
Recently came out about their kinks and they want me to help them with it. I feel like that means like give a helping hand.
Yeah, I thought help them with it meant like advise them.
Because then it says, and why do you want me to participate in it? No participate.
Yeah.
Does that mean just engage in conversation?
This is very vague. Can we make
need to
our...
explore this more. You need to go back to the drawing board, talk to the friend and be like, okay, what's the story here? Does your boyfriend know, is he okay with this?
Yeah.
And then are you even okay with it? Do you enjoy it? Because if you don't enjoy it, you're not obligated to like fulfill your friend's kink.
Yeah.
But if you want to, yes, you can, but don't feel like you have to.
It does sound a bit hot, I'm not going to lie. You should do it. Just do it. Free gaining experience. Mm. Put it on your CV.
Yeah. Like we've all given our rip tights to Shakira Knightley, you know, that's grand. But like there's something a bit like... It is very sexual, isn't it?
The gaining.
Him being like wanting to worship his muscles.
Yeah. No, it's, it is.
It's not a chill kink, you know.
But
it very much implies that they're fapping over your body.
Mm.
I can't believe I just said fapping in a serious sentence, but.
I'm surprised it's the first time.
I'd love more info. Can we get a part two? Can we get a part two?
Listen,
we get a part two?
What's their name?
I didn't give a name.
Yeah, we didn't give names for these because we were doing 10.
Oh, we're doing quick fire.
Oh, yeah,
that's
They didn't give names. We don't come up with them ourselves.
Okay, well,
I am
Gainy Mac.
Singing in the gain.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Gain, go away.
Singing in the gain. Okay, well, gainer,
no gain, no gain.
Yeah. Let's do a call out for more information, gainer.
Yeah, we need to clear
Gloria Gaynor.
Guys. There's something really important that I wanted to say.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for this week on Doomslayers. If you'd like to share your doom with us, please follow the link in our episode description on Spotify or via the link in our bio on Instagram at DoomslayersPod. And remember,
it's always been my belief that when one is young, one should wear a lot of mascara. And when one is old, one should wear much more.
Doomslayers are not responsible for any injuries, impalements, prolapses, tweakments, fissures, timeshares, negative equity, large hadron collisions, small servings, epiphanies, or failed two-step verifications. Hereunto experienced and or endured by the listener in response to any advice administered and witness whereof the parties hereunto have set their hands to these presents as a deed on the day, month, and year herein before mentioned. Doomslayers Inc. is a subsidiary of Hunky Farm and Calendars Limited, which is a registered trademark acquisition of Fatherly Fondant Fancies and Son. Any attempts to slander or sodomize the Doomslayer name could result in cancellation of any outstanding prize bonds and or death.